Welcome to the Vox Show with Vox, and it's Monday night, April 16th, 2007. It's good to be back with you guys today. It's a very strange day, huh? No kidding. And as some of you guys might have heard, some stuff that I said a few weeks ago about problems with schools, school shootings, boats sinking, the whole usual Vox strange list of weird things that are going to happen already started happening. And today, as you saw, all these retrograde planets had their way with the school system, resulting in that horrible Virginia Tech University massacre where 33 people got killed today. And hopefully we'll be talking some more about that later. But the weirdest thing of all is how positive today's aspects were. But the deal is that they were so explosive. There were too many planets and too many aspects with Aries, the god of war. It was all in the 12th house. And I noticed a lot of connections between what happened with that school shooting and the Columbine Massacre back in 1999. So we'll talk about that as we go. But anyway, on a happier note, we got some callers, so check it out. Hey, with Vox, what's going on?
Hey, Vox, it's Kevin.
Kevin. Hey, I'm doing good.
I actually have two questions for you.
Sure.
Remember last time I called and I asked you about my health?
Right.
And you told me that I was going to have to start a new regimen and that it was going to be kind of sort of rough.
Right. I hope that wasn't...
Well, that's absolutely true. But
rats.
The other shock that came is... my liver enzymes are going through the roof, and that I haven't started any meds, and they did every kind of test, and they cannot figure it out, and my liver enzymes are just going higher and higher and higher.
That's not good. Well, let's check it out and see what's going on around here. Let's find out what's happening. Well, it's not just your liver. Did they test your kidneys, too?
No.
Because there's something going on with your kidneys as well.
Oh, really?
It feels like something's not releasing some kind of toxins or some kind of chemical from your body. Therefore, that's why it's building up. It's coming out. You know, you're a great tarot student of mine as well. So I can tell what the cards are. The cards you're getting are the Four Swords, which is Jupiter in Libra, the Star card, which is Aquarius, and Six of Cups, which is the Sun in Scorpio. So it's showing the sexual organs and the regenerative organs are, you know, definitely affected in some way. So let's just see, let's find out what it is that you can actually do to hopefully
well,
get those levels.
Well, here's the thing. I went again today, which I went like three times last week, so I went again today to draw blood.
Right.
And I'm getting very aggravated with this because it's starting to, well, it's, you know, wearing on my nerves, and I really need to know what the deal is, so I'm kind of curious about what the next step is. Now, when I did some cards on me, I actually got like the Three of Swords, and God, I can't even remember what the other one was, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe they're going to, I don't know, do they want to do a biopsy or
Well, I think they actually should. I can imagine that that might be really painful. And, of course, I'm not a doctor or anything like that. But you're getting, when I asked that question, you're getting the Five of Discs, which is your mental worry, the Two of Swords, and the Sun card, which to me, again, it keeps pointing to the kidneys, oddly enough. So maybe I think your kidneys might be overtaxed with all the medicines that you've been on, and somehow it's not allowing that pressure to go down and those other toxins to leave the system. So that seems
because
like...
Moon in Libra actually is talking about weakened kidneys.
Right. Has your lower back been hurting at all?
Kind of. I mean, basically, it's a lot of joint pain, and you know, like a little bit of nausea here, a little bit of nausea there, a little bit of nausea there. But they've ran all, you know, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and it's all negative. And it's just like they're just baffled.
Well, I'll tell you, the things that keep coming up the strongest, you got the adjustment card and the tower. So there's definitely something completely out of whack. The good thing I can tell you within my ability as a reader, I don't see that you have anything viral like cancer. I don't see that.
Oh, because I was worried about that.
I don't see that. Okay. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor, but I keep feeling it's something with your kidneys. And it's you might want to check out your pancreas. Mm-hmm. Also, the endocrine system, the lymph glands. Somehow something's not getting excreted from your body. It's like it's holding on to some kind of drug or chemical. It's very interesting. As far as like what I could tell you to how to get rid of it, the worst thing I can tell you is that you're just going to have to keep getting tested. What you should do is complain about some lower back pain and ask them if they can give you a test for your pancreas and a test for your kidneys.
Well, today she did actually this blood test for a chemistry, and it's going to actually show, you know, about the pancreas and all that.
Because I feel they will discover what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and definitely I can see what's going on with your joints too. There's some kind of chemical buildup that's happening, maybe from even the medication that you're on for the bigger illness that you're suffering from.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is some kind of weird side effect of some of the actual, you know, curing drugs. It's very weird.
Yeah, because when I, you know, Drew Carr, which everybody should know, I'm going to say to everybody that it's really not good to draw your own cars when you're going through something like this, because you will turn to freak yourself out and make a mountain out of a molehill.
Right.
Because I got Mars in Scorpio, the tower next to the death card.
Now, I know that sounds really, really bad, but the Five of Cups is really just a card that indicates reality, just something that you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the death card is actually, in your case, it's just showing that that's the part of the body that's being affected.
Yeah.
The Mars is the pain that you're dealing with. And also, remember, Mars rules the blood.
Yes, it
from
does.
The Hebrew word, from the Hebrew word dam, D-M, which equals 44. Now, this is going to sound like the weirdest thing I'm going to tell anybody all day, probably. If you're familiar with one of Crowley's rituals called the Mass of the Phoenix, you might want to read through it, even if you don't physically do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would read through it and imagine yourself as cleansing your blood and allowing yourself to project that the imbalance will be discovered, what's causing it. And you definitely want to ask the doctor about, is there a possibility that some of these molecules that are in the healing drug that you're taking for your greater illness that could be building up in the joints? And that sounds really interesting, because the kidneys don't seem to be throwing off whatever those toxins are, and they could be settling in the joints.
Well, we all know, I mean, the moon is the weakest of the planets, and of course when it's in Libra, and you're talking about from a medical aspect, Libra is ruling the kidney, so therefore you've got, you know, weakened kidneys.
Right.
You know, which everybody out there listening, just so you know, you actually, each card can represent a medical situation.
Exactly, and that's why people, I would always suggest to study at least basic astrology before you pick up a tarot deck.
You have to. You really have to, because that is the true key. And one more quick question.
Sure.
Okay, I've been dealing with this asshole that lives in Orange County. Well, this jerk's name is...
No, don't tell me his real name.
I'm just telling him the first name. That's it. I'm not saying any other thing. His name is Peter. I don't know his sign or his birthday. Here's the deal. Okay. I'm trying to negotiate this business thing with him regarding lamps. Okay?
Right.
And he has this lamp, and you know what? I've fucking been over fucking backwards, you know, to try to get this lamp from him and do all this stuff and everything like that.
Does he own the lamp? Okay.
He owns it. And you know what? It's really fucking pissing me off, because it's like, you know what? I mean, I just don't understand. I've been over backwards. I've offered you this deal. I've offered you this deal. I've offered you this deal. You know what? I just don't understand what the fucking thing is. So, you know what? I want to know, because I haven't heard anything from them today or tonight.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's coming up. Let me tell you what's going on. You got the Five of Cups again. Okay, he does really own the lamps, but he's also getting it covered by the Moon card, which I don't trust this guy for nothing. Then he's got the Nine of Wands.
Wait, the Moon card, okay. Mm-hmm.
So also he's got the Nine of Wands and the Princess of Cups, and he's thinking that you're high maintenance. Duh. I am too. Don't worry about it. But all of a sudden, you called him on his shit, and he's just not in the mood to, like, deal with you. So
you know what? I don't have to deal with his fucking ass.
No. In fact, I strongly suggest you just kind of leave it alone. I'm sure the lamps are pretty cool, but it's not worth dealing with this guy. And if he's already treating you like crap before any money has changed hands, I got to tell you, I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all.
Well, the thing was, I did a reading on it, and the thing about it is, when I did the reading, it shows that she is the one wearing the pants in the family, and it's kind of like, you know, this blockage and this no all the time is also like stemming from her, and he's too fucking weak to really fucking do anything about it.
Well, the situation is that whatever you offered him, she looks like she would have told him, well, see if you can get a little bit more and a little bit more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that fucking makes sense.
Yeah, because I don't dislike her. I can understand where she's coming from.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you just have too much going on in your life to get yourself been out of shape over shit like that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's really stressing me. And you know what? I don't fucking need to put up with that.
No, I say you got the Ace of Swords for the end result. I would just say, you know what? Keep your freaking lamps. Use them for a colonoscopy.
Yeah, really. Because you know what? It's like, you know what? I've offered you everything. Anybody else in their right mind would have grabbed this offer. But you're being such a fucking asshole about
it. It was just basically being really greedy, you know. But
he
I would
is
cut,
fucking greedy. That's
I would
why he
cut
got the
him
fucking
off.
Devil.
I would just, no, he's not that bad. He's just a businessman. But anyway, I got to get to some other callers.
All right, okay,
friend.
Well, I'll finish listening to the show and LVX.
Okay, my friend, take care. Many blessings.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
So with Vox the Psychic, give me a call at 323-284-5166. We were just hearing from my friend Kevin from Houston out there, one of the better card readers, and has taken the time to, like, really study astrology, numerology, and also with the tarot, and has learned to really be able to predict a lot of really cool stuff, too. So it can actually be learned, which is really great to know. So today, how weird is it? Okay, so I get a few people writing me today, and as if I didn't predict it already, people have been having a really bad time. And it's pretty much elucidated by the fact of what's going on right now, not only just with the weather back northeast, which is getting pummeled. And again, remember, it was me, Vox the Psychic. I told you way back on Groundhog's Day that damn groundhog was fucking wrong. Wrong ass Puxatawny Phil, shove it up his little groundhog butt. He is totally wrong, wrong, wrong. It is cold as hell. It's in Los Angeles, and I had to wear a sweater. This is ridiculous, you know? So give me a call. We got a caller right now. Let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox.
Well, hello?
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
Nothing. I didn't expect to get through.
Well, why not?
Okay. All right. I don't know. I have a couple questions. I have a couple, like, random ones. I'm just curious. You said something about Sylvia Brown the other time. I was curious what you thought of her.
Well, I don't actually think too much of Sylvia Brown, actually.
I didn't think you did. I was just curious. I'm curious, though.
Yeah, anybody that can actually have the audacity to say exactly how dead spirits are floating exactly, you know, 45 degrees above the earth plane with such scientific... yeah, give me a freaking break. I mean, what'd she do? Get the compass out or what? But also,
I agree.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't hate her, but I thought, like, you know, she says you have like five times and like five near death experiences, and then that's it. That's the maximum you get.
You know, like exactly. Let's think about this. If you're really psychic, you got to know that there's stuff that you don't know. Even in the Tree of Life, there's a place on the Tree of Life that is reserved for all the stuff you don't know. Any psychic that states empirically that they know exactly the degree of the vortex where the dead live and exactly how many lifetimes you have, I just think that's totally bullshit. You know?
I agree.
I don't
I
hate
agree.
Anybody. I don't hate anybody, and I think there's a million great psychics out there, but they're probably living in the Himalayas. There's maybe, if you're lucky, there's about 100 psychics tops that are worth talking to that can help you out. The other ones are just like there for fun. God knows what the hell they're doing. But I bless them all, and I figure, you know what? If a person goes to a lousy psychic, it must be their karma. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and be like the psychic police woman going, you know, everybody has to come to me. I don't even have enough hours in the day for the people that I'm trying to fix right now. You know, but I don't dislike her at all. I just think she's just full of shit. And I think she's incredibly, incredibly inaccurate. And just, but the weirdest thing of all, you know, my biggest problem with Sylvia is she's so freaking mean. She's so mean, and she's so uncompassionate. You know, it's like if I saw somebody's child was beheaded, you know, I wouldn't sit there and say that they were sold to the Japanese sex trade. I'd say, you know, it looks like your child might not be amongst the living, and I could be wrong. And I would just try to be nice about it. But I wouldn't say definitively forget it, it's curtains. I just think, you know, it's bad enough to lose your kid without having some person who doesn't have any real scientific basis for what they're saying make your life even worse. So I just say, you know, for all psychics out there and all readers, there may be some crap that you could find out about somebody that's very unpleasant, but it's, you got to have a little bit of humor and a lot of love and a lot of compassion and real fuzzy soft slippers, and you got to be nice about it. You can't just like beat people over the head. Now when I beat people over the head, it's because they already know exactly what I'm talking about, and they usually admit it. They go, yeah, I already know about that. You know, and I always say to my clients, are you aware of that? Or does this make sense to you? And they go, yeah. And it's like, you know, I don't go, oh, this is the way it is because Vox said so. You know, you just got to be nice.
She's so sure of herself, and people, you know, people like her so much, you know. I mean,
I don't think they like her at all. I don't think they like her at all. I think they're scared shitless of her. She might hurt them in the
maybe cross. That's it. Montel seems to love her. Maybe it's because people watch when she's on.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. Yeah, there is of turning this into like this huge Vox ad or something, which it's not. When I had my radio show on KLSX for a few years, I trounced the competition, okay? Every single moment I was on, I was like getting like millions of calls. The ratings went through the roof. You know, it was just totally insane. So anytime, even if you get a crummy psychic on, even if they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, you're going to get calls because people want to see if that psychic is for real. So at least the attempted phone calls and the attempted viewership is going to push the ratings up. Okay? And that's just pure and simple. Even if nobody, even if the Christians or whatever the hell, they don't even believe in psychics, they're going to tune in just to see what crazy crap she's going to say now. So that's where it's at, you know, and you got to like, you kind of have to understand like what he needs. Obviously, he doesn't have enough self respect to think that he could get ratings on his own. Quite frankly,
yeah, it's weird.
I think if Montel Williams pulled a rabbit out of his ass, he'd still wind up getting more viewers than he does with this crackpot, you know, crazy things that he's going on about.
Yeah, it's like he thinks she's for. It seems like he thinks she's for real. I don't know.
No, I can't believe that. I can't believe that because, you know, no way. He's just doing it for ratings. But bless his heart. Now let's check you out. Screw Sylvia.
Okay.
See how she's vampirizing you already. Stealing
your job. I was just curious because you said that a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, I kind of want to know what she really thinks now. She just said like two words, and I was just stuck with
it. I'm like, whatever. Okay. I don't see her giving out any free psychic readings.
No, she, I don't see her doing that either, unless you're like, happen to get in on the show that time. You know? And then it's like 1 second, you're going to die in a month or something.
Yeah, God forbid. Now let's check you out and see what's going on with you. What's up?
Okay, I want to know about, like, career stuff, and, you know, I need some guidance there.
Now, what's your birthday?
Okay, 3/16/73.
Okay, and what's your first name? We didn't even get that.
Lynn.
Okay, let's check it out.
Oh, and I have Leo rising.
That's good. That's two reasons why your life sucks right now. You're a Pisces with Leo rising. That will explain everything. I mean, basically the deal is that you have a lot of talent and you're a really great person, but you just don't seem to know how to apply any of it. You have
That's exactly true.
You know, you have great dreams. You're very talented, but it's like nothing is getting done. Now, some of that's not just because you're lazy. Yeah, you're lazy. That's true. And you procrastinate. Yeah, that's true. But that's not really the problem right now. Saturn is crossing over your first house. Now, do you know what degree you have Saturn rising in your chart right now in Leo?
I don't know. I can tell you what time I was born. I was born at 3:18 p.m.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can't do your chart like in 2 seconds on the air.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But the most important thing to recognize is that what's happening right now is it's like forcing you to deal with God procrastinating on top of you all those years that you procrastinated on what you were supposed to do. It's like when you by the time you finally figure out what you want to do and you get started, it's like you run out of gas.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that this is going to be over by the end of this summer. So what I'm going to strongly recommend that you stop worrying about any kind of stuff that's in your private life and start really concentrating on your schooling. Even if it's just a few different classes. I'm not asking you to go back to school. That's ridiculous. Because you'd never get out of there. You know, you'd just stay forever. But that's what's going on right now. Now, what were you planning to do from your home?
I'm planning on giving tarot readings. I'm really good with tarot. I don't know anything about astrology at all.
You don't really need to necessarily in general, but if you really, really, really want to do it, you really, really, really need to study astrology. As my friend was saying, you know, he didn't believe in it, and he actually joined a whole bunch of magical orders, and he didn't learn jack shit. And it took him like 6 years to figure out that I wasn't lying to him the first time when I told him, look, they're not going to teach you crap. They're not. Most of these magical orders, they don't even believe in astrology. Back in the old days, the Golden Dawn, the Golden Dawn wouldn't even let you join if they didn't like your horoscope. Seriously.
Yeah.
They would turn your ass down.
Yeah.
But now they're all like, oh, yeah, just pay the fee and you can come in and then you just sit around and dick around until you're magical enough or maybe you fuck the right person with the best degree and then they might tell you something about sex magic if you're
like. That's totally true. It seems like I've heard that a lot of those places are just like they're social clubs and you have to like schmooze your way up,
It's just like anything else. Same thing with Auster Crowley. I mean, there was people, if there was the cute chick, he would be fucking her and he'd give her some degrees.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever. And I'm a Thelemite. I'm actually a huge Crowley fan and I'm saying these horrible things. But that's pretty much what's going on. If you want to be initiated, there's even certain kinds of papers inside the Golden Dawn books that you can actually fill out your neophyte form. Burn it in a controlled way and put out that word of your initiation and seeking for a master and stuff and put that out on the astral and you'll find your teacher, you know? So it's not just about like, you know, signing up for some kind of situation, but you definitely want to start studying it so you can learn the secrets, you know, but I would say you could do very, very well, but you want to start taking it more seriously. Take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Because right now everybody and their brother is reading the tarot cards, but they're all doing it badly.
Yeah, so I mean, people tell me I'm good. They always tell me I'm right. So
yeah, because you're a Pisces and you're very intuitive. But now you want to be more than just right. You want to blow their fucking minds. You want to tell them, oh yeah, you're going to meet some guy named Steve, you know, on a Thursday, and he's going to be wearing a paisley shirt, you know, and you're not going to get it from visions. You're going to get it from putting things together.
Oh, okay.
You know,
but cool. Anyway,
that's what I have to say for right now, and I get to hopefully talk to some more people.
Okay.
And,
oh, can I ask one more thing? I mean, I'm a musician too. I was wondering if that was. Do you have any advice for that too?
Well, you have some good abilities with lyrics. Pretty nice stuff with vocals as well. But again, you're not really, really. Disciplined. There's really nothing else I can say about that. You know, you need to start going out and just start doing it and taking it a little bit more seriously. And I feel that you'd be really surprised that people actually really like what you're doing. You have a really nice, easygoing kind of style and a kind of little magical kind of way about you. So I would learn how to play some guitar. Very simple. It doesn't have to be fancy. And just go out there and start doing it. Your thing is you think you have to be an expert to go out and even do it. And that's really not
true. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's not true. You know,
I know it's not true. I think you're right that I think that.
You know, so let's just check it out and go out there and let me hear what you're doing. You can always, you know, let us know where you're playing and stuff and get you some like little fans out there. So don't think so much about what you're doing. It's more important for you to just do it and then also to study in the meantime.
Okay, yeah.
We hope that Sylvia Brown won't hunt us down now.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
Okay, you take care, my friend.
Okay, you take care too.
Many
bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye. So you're with Vox the Psychic. Give me a call at 323-284-5166. We're out here trashing everybody left and right. Just name somebody. Now, I was thinking how bizarre it is for all these murders to happen today. And I was just looking just for this crappy, you know, evil spawn kind of astro chart. And it was just absolutely mind-blowingly wonderful. So how weird is that? But like I said, the weird thing was that all these huge planets were in the 12th house of karma. And this is going to really sound weird, but I don't know what to say about it. I just think this person who wound up doing these horrible things had some kind of very interesting philosophy about it. And I think it was really twisted, but was just so very strange was the positive aspects to the moon and all this stuff is very strange. So those were some little weird things going on. Right now, today, we're getting ready to have the new moon in Aries at 27 degrees, and that's going to be pretty crazy. So we've got a new caller right here, so let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what can I help you with?
I wanted to know about my love life.
Okay. What's your birthday?
It's August 25th, 1980.
Okay, let's check it out. Now, who's got the long, dark hair? Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Because sometimes people are psychic or sometimes just tarot readers, but I'm psychic and a tarot reader and all this other weird stuff. And sometimes I'll see a person and see what's going on with them. Now, right now, it just feels like somebody is interfering in your relationship. Are you aware of that?
Not really.
Okay, because it's showing that somebody else is giving somebody some bad information or some kind of weird advice. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, what's the partner's birthday?
It's September 13th, 1978.
Okay, because what's going on, he's the person with the problem, okay? Yeah. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, he has problems.
Yeah, you could be a fuss budget and all that stuff, but he's the person that's bringing the problems to the table. Has he been argumentative lately? Because he's getting the Two of Wands.
Not that I know of. I haven't spoke to him for a while.
Yeah, so it's just showing there's somebody's definitely coming in between this relationship and telling him some stuff, and it's not in your favor. And he's being very, very conflicted about what's going on here. It shows that you thought like this was going to be a really positive, serious relationship. And it sure doesn't, it does not seem to be going that way at all. Now, who's from Northeast part, like Chicago or New York? Who is that? Do you know who that is?
I know friends, but I don't know specifically who.
Okay, because there's energy around you coming from that area. Makes me feel he's being very fussy and he's very stubborn about things and he's not being very communicative at all. And usually when a guy doesn't say something, it means that he's doing stuff that he's not supposed to be doing. He doesn't want to talk to you about it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to tell you flat out, it's not so much about betrayal or necessarily cheating, but he's being very private about what he's up to. And usually when a guy is very private and all of a sudden he's got to hide his phone or change his password or be really secretive and stuff, it usually means somebody else is coming into the picture. Mm-hmm. And that's usually the way that it is. And that seems to be what's coming out right now. And I feel that there's something about his work as well that's being kind of very strange. Very strange for sure. So
actually like not working right now. Like he's kind of in between deciding what to do for his career.
Yeah, because he's got the Two of Wands, which indicates he's at some kind of really weird crossroads, and he's feeling very doubtful, and things just feel very strange for him. But he's not opening up with you. He's not communicating very well at all. So how are you supposed to help him when he's acting like this?
Yes.
You know, and quite frankly, I'm surprised you haven't told him to fuck off yet.
Actually, I have.
Not that harsh,
but...
Well, that's because you're not evil like me, you know. I just call it as I see it. But I'm telling you, he's got the hermit card, and he needs for you to kick him in the ass. Because if you keep taking this kind of abuse, and I know that there's women out there that are getting beaten over the head with a lampshade somewhere, and maybe you don't feel like you're being abused, but I feel that you are being abused. You're being ignored, and your needs are being ignored, and you're starting to become kind of bitchy, you know, and you're starting to feel kind of bad. And because you want this person in your life, you're trying to squash your natural inclinations to tell him off. When in fact, you're not going to fix anything by trying to pretend to be the nice person here. Because he's really getting your goat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's really pissing me off. He's not even my boyfriend, and I just want to whop him upside the head with a soft, fuzzy skillet.
Yeah, all my friends, when they hear this story, they're just the same thing. I'm so mad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really pissed off because I think you deserve better than that. And I do...
Do you see him around still, or is just...
No, he's just going to keep on doing this. I really honestly think if you haven't told him to forget it, that you should even tonight or tomorrow call up the phone, you know, pick up the phone and call him up and say, you know what, I'm sick of this crap. I just talked to some crazy psychic on the internet, and she told me to tell you to fuck off. I'm serious. You got the Nine of Swords and the Princess of Wands. And if he hasn't cheated on you yet, he certainly is certainly acting very suspicious. As far as I'm concerned, and I don't like it, and I think you deserve better. And sometimes what Virgos do is they'll procrastinate just because they really don't want a boyfriend. They really don't want something to work because they're afraid that it will fail in a different way than they're expecting. So in some really weird way, he's protecting you from having any other relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At least when he's screwing up like this, at least you understand what's happening. But if you went to a new relationship and you got a pie in the face, it'd be a whole different kind of pie in the face. And at least you understand where this guy's coming from. So I would call him up and say, Vox told me that I have to break up with you. Just blame it on me because you don't seem to have the guts to do it for yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know? But I don't dislike him. I just dislike how he's treating you. And I think he will regret it. And I'm telling you, if you do what I'm telling you right now, you'd have more of a chance of getting him back. Because then he'll take you seriously.
Uh-huh.
Right now, it's just going absolutely nowhere, and that's where it's going to keep on going. Nowhere.
Okay.
So somebody has to take a stand here, so you should do it, okay?
Okay.
So let me know how things work out for you. And
I
hope I'm not being too tough on you, but I know how you Virgos get. You procrastinate like hell. So I got to get you going.
Okay.
And if you do what I'm telling you, you'll be very, very happy with the result. You get the Six of Discs for that result if you just take your bull by the horns and just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared. Okay?
Okay. Well, I've taken the first step by actually ending the relationship, but it's just whether or not I don't know whether is it like, should I still have hope that it will work out or just move on?
No. Let me tell you something. If a guy is ignoring you, it's just like that, the guy that wrote this book called He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have wrote that book. He probably stole all my ideas, you know? It's like, if a guy's into you, he will certainly let you know all about it, you know? And don't be offended, okay? You're not unattractive. You mean, you're a pretty hot babe, so that's also pissing you off. Like, all right, I'm like hot. Okay, so what's the fucking problem, you know? And it's not always about how you look. You know, if he's with you, he's going to have to toe the line and do a lot of homework and be a better guy and do lots of things to impress you because you're just not like a pushover. And maybe he's just not in the mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do what I'm telling you and then call me back and let me know how it works out.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Okay.
So you're with Vox the Psychic. We're over here. Give me a call at 323-284-5166. And because the moon is getting ready to be new, in the sign of Aries, I'm kicking ass, taking no prisoners, so don't piss me off. Actually, I'm totally having a great time. But all these Aries planets are just going whack. I mean, oh my God. So if you're having problems, give me a call. Right now we have a caller. Let's check out what's going on. Hey, you're with Vox. What's happening?
I just have a question, really.
Sure.
My birthday is 8/12/85.
Okay.
And I just want, sorry.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Angie.
Okay, let's check it out. What's the question, Miss Angie?
Just want to know what career path you see me going after.
Well, it feels like you're going to have to take some classes, okay? You have some abilities in putting things together. You have some really great abilities as well as beautifying things, people, putting packages together. That seems to be the general area that you would do the best in. But you're going to have to take some classes and some kind of courses. You're getting the Ten of Discs, which shows that you need some kind of educational value to happen. Definitely have to take some classes. So what were you planning on taking?
I was trying to actually do acting.
Okay. Well, that's social kind of stuff, and that's great, but it's not going to pay your bills yet. Okay. So some of the stuff that will help put you into that mode will be to network with people, to do things like sales, waiting tables, stuff that you hate.
Yeah.
Because you can't quite just cut it just this minute. Now, the good thing about the Ten of Discs indicates that you can make a break through commercials if you can get yourself the right agent for that.
Not bad.
Yeah. And one or two really well-placed commercials could really do serious wonders, because I just don't feel you have the money to be able to afford the time to put into it, because you really have to do a lot of networking to get somewhere in this business. But I think that you can pull it off, but you're going to have to really be disciplined about it.
Do you see me making it at least?
Well,
pass the commercials into movies or whatever? Or
you have to do this part first, because I know this is going to sound like a really weird thing to tell somebody. And I hope my listeners really understand what I'm talking about. There's a future, and then there's a future. There's a future that you're born with, and it's kind of like General Plato, you know, the general set. And then there's the set of realities that you create for yourself that's called special edition custom order. Those are the things that you create with your own energy that literally change your future. There isn't like a future that is guaranteed. I know that sounds totally insane. But if you actually even read the Bible, it's very clear. You know, man is created with free will. Now, like, because wouldn't that piss you off that Donald Trump is just born to be rich and you're not?
Exactly.
That would fucking piss me off. I would quit right now. I'd say, forget it, because I don't want to read the future anymore if that's what it's all about. So it's like everybody has the potential, but what are they doing with it?
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So no, I'm not going to guarantee that you're going to make it, because you have to be on fire, Angie, and you're not. You're being kind of wimpy about it. Okay. So, and maybe if you're being wimpy because you want to know, God, well, geez, well, can I make some money doing it? Duh. Like Eva Longoria is like, she a freaking actress? No, but she's making a shitload of money because she's cute and she's working it.
Exactly.
You see my point? So get on fire to do the art. Don't worry about the money. If you do your art correctly, they'll throw some money at you. Trust me.
Okay. That's good to know.
So let me beat you up. Gently, with a soft, fluffy bat over here, get you moving in the right direction. And then once you put these things in order, you take some classes and you get more serious about it, you will change your future. Then you'll call me up and your cards will change.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You take care, my friend. Many blessings.
Thank you. Bye.
So you're the Vox the Psychic. We got another caller over here. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hello?
Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Oh, hi, this is Kathleen. I sent you an email, and am I on your show right now?
Yeah, you sure are.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. I was listening to it, but it's on a time delay.
That's great. So
I'm calling you because I've had a five-year really rough period that I'm trying to work my way out of, and I can't afford to make any more mistakes. But these weren't mistakes that I intended to have happen. It was just life sidetracked me with healthcare issues and family issues that took me off my career path and my relationship path, and I'm trying to decide the best way to get back on.
Okay, let's concentrate like on maybe two definitive questions that we can maybe like make some heads or tails at the very least. So what's your birthday, Kathleen?
It's June 4th, 1956, 9:40 a.m., Wiesbaden, Germany.
What's your actual rising sign? Do you know?
It's Leo.
Okay. Now, interesting. Remember my very first caller? I don't know if you got a chance to listen, but definitely when you call, you should always listen to the other callers because it's always interesting. The very first caller also had Saturn actually not so much Saturn, but Leo in the first house. And right now, that's where Saturn is. It's completely squashing you like a freaking bug.
Yeah.
So
I feel like it.
What's the boyfriend's birthday?
His is December 8th, 1944. He was born 4:30 a.m.
But what's Durham, what's his rising sign?
Durham, North Carolina. He's 29 degree Libra.
Okay, yeah, this is a really bad time for him, no doubt about it. With all of these planets in Aries, it's making it very, very bad for his back, his lower back, and also something with his blood. He's got quite a few things wrong with him right now. What happened?
Well, I just took care of him over the weekend. He had some minor surgery on his eyes, so I was in a caretaking role that just wiped me out, and that's why I missed the very first part of your show.
Oh,
but I will
okay.
listen to the podcast. I love the podcast. They're fabulous.
Well, great. Thank you so much. But right now, he's just got more than just even that problem. It feels like, you know, he's got some headaches, all kinds of weird things going on with him.
Yeah,
it's very your relationship with him is actually very interesting because you guys are almost like polar opposites.
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes that's really good, and sometimes it's really difficult.
Well, I'm going to say it sucks mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the problem that you're having. I'm going to make life difficult and easy for you at the same time.
Okay.
Now, obviously, if we need to get into more in-depth, you should definitely come in for a reading, and we'll try to work something out.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully I'll try to heal you as quickly, at least in the right direction, like right this minute as possible.
An emergency band-aid?
Exactly. Exactly. The situation here is like he seems to bring some kind of karmic imbalance into your life. And I hate to blame him for everything, but I got to tell you, since you've been with this guy, your life has gone down the shithole. Dear God, forgive me, because it's not about him, really. It's about the baggage that somehow he brought in with him.
Yeah.
You know?
He still has it, and I don't know if it's going to get any better, and I've got 14 years invested into this guy. And
now, let's listen to what you just said.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to think, when we listen back to the podcast tomorrow when the podcast is up, I really want you to listen to what you just said, because you're talking about investing. And investing, I know people use that word, but you really shouldn't use it per se in the idea of a relationship. This situation isn't getting better, and let's put it to you this way. Not because he's a bad person, because I don't feel bad about him at all. I just feel that you're almost using him to stop your life from happening.
Not intentionally. So if
I am doing
something and there's a subconscious block there, if I'm in my own way, that's what I'm trying to figure out is.
And then, oh my God, what did you do? You picked somebody who's actually kind of really nice. So then it makes you feel like crap if you leave. You know?
Yeah.
Forget the fact that, you know, you've invested emotional energy and time and huge chunks of your life. The problem now is you have some Cancerian energy around you as well. I don't know where that's coming from. Maybe, I guess, from your 12th house, which makes you feel like, damn it, I put like 13 quarters in this goddamn machine, and I'll be damned if I'm going to leave this machine without a fucking candy bar. Motherfucker, give me the candy. And you're kicking the machine, and it's like, the machine's fault. It's not the candy's fault. Trust me, the candy wants to be eaten. That's what it was created for. But somehow the machinery in this situation is just awful. And it's not your fault, and it's actually not his fault. And trust me, if it was, I would be ripping him to shreds right now. I feel bad because I feel it's karmic. But
yeah,
remember,
I can't get it straight, you know, about...
You can get it straight, but you're expecting to get it straight without feeling like crap. And you're expecting to get it straight and feel good, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen. And not because I don't want it to happen, because you're a great person, I can already feel that. One of maybe like three Geminis I've ever spoken to that I probably wouldn't slap, you know? That's pretty odd. You know, so you're a great person and you want to continue feeling that way, but this person is dragging you down and, you know, you're starting to get resentful.
Well, yeah.
You know, and guess what? That doesn't mean that you're not a good person because you want to suffocate his ass with a pillow right about now. Don't tell him I said that. But yeah, these angry feelings that you're having are very natural because he's really not even your burden. And somehow you're messing with your fertility cycles. You're messing with a whole huge chunk of your life that was meant to happen. And now he's the reason why it's not happening. You think he really wants to be the reason why you had a shitty life?
No, and I think, you know, when I was in this bad car accident, it was April 2001, you know, he did try to help, but now what's happened is, see, he's got a house that he bought 10 years ago. He's been remodeling for 10 years. His Pluto and Sag has been remodeling the physical world rather than remodeling his soul, I think.
Yeah, but, and that's not even your problem, you know?
No, except that he's going to sell this house, and he's talking about adding on to my place, getting married possibly, but I don't even know if I want to marry this guy anymore.
I'm terrified
of taking him into my home.
Guess what?
What?
You know the real reason why you wound up getting on this show is because your angel wants you to hear this back with your own voice tomorrow. Because
yeah.
It's not even about me telling you what to do. It's you're allowing me to tell you what you've wished that you could tell yourself for a really long time now and feel okay about it. You're not a bad person. And guess what? You know, there's a lot of people that would stick around in this relationship just for the house. And guess what? That house would be the end of you. You know? Once you move into that house, it's all over.
Once I do what with the house?
Once you move into that house, if you were to do that.
No, I won't move into his house. He wants to sell his house and add on to my house and create a life together.
No.
No. And the answer is no. Yeah, that scares
Hell no.
me. It scares me.
And why would it scare you? It scares you because you see the end of the line coming as soon as you really definitively stick yourself with this guy. Because there's been nothing but crap ever since you met this guy.
Yeah.
And it's really strange because if you listen to as many of my podcasts, you'll realize I rarely say stuff like this. I rip people to shreds, but not for this karmic reasons.
Yeah.
You know? So you need to do for the time being is you need to get your work together because that's the real thing that's keeping you stuck with this guy.
Right.
Because if you were successful, you could leave.
Exactly, and I realized that. But actually what I was realizing was I could make a decision from an empowered place again. But now when I was in this accident, it was the other person's fault. She was uninsured. My insurance company didn't want to cover and honor my policy. And it took 3.5 years of wrangling with those guys. I had to hire an attorney. But it wiped out my finances. So right now I'm trying to put all the pieces back together. And I was thinking, do I just jump in and refinance my house to get the capital to work on my business and get it going in the right direction?
Seems to me that you're getting the Five of Cups. I mean, it won't necessarily make your life a lot easier, but at least you'll put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But at least I could, I'm feeling stuck. I'm feeling like that, you said, squashed.
Yeah.
like there's no way out, you know, and I haven't been able to see a way out.
Now, here's the situation, because I'm going to have to go in 1 second, but I got to tell you, this situation that you're dealing with right now is more than likely going to keep going on till closer to September. So don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
Don't think bad thoughts. I'm just telling you, anything that you try to start right now that's going to be really important will probably not be able to manifest in the way in which you so desire it to, because we've got more of those eclipses coming. So after the middle of September, things ought to start settling down. So this is your time to start preparing, okay? I do not want to imagine that you're going to just go on some starvation diet to fit into a size 2 dress in 3 days. You know, you have to prepare. And I'm not even thinking it's a great idea to discuss this situation with him because he's going to try to talk you out of every sensible decision that you make.
Oh, he always does.
Yeah. And so you can't talk about this with him, and not because I'm trying to be secretive. He just has this way of knowing how to deprogram every good thing that you program for yourself. You've got to realize you're no longer his keeper. You've done a lot of good for him. You've paid whatever karmic debt that was necessary to pay him. Now it's time for you to move on. And believe it or not, I have been through these situations in my own life. Wait till you read the book. You won't believe somebody lived through it. You know, so sometimes you just have to cut off the candy, you know, just start living your own life. So right now, I want you to just try to do what's sensible. Get yourself a good financial advisor and make these plans to maybe refinance your house and put your money where your mouth is. But aside from that, before I let you go, I have to let you know, I know this may sound like a weird thing to tell you, but if you can possibly get an extra job, even if you have to work for somebody else for a little while in conjunction with whatever else you're doing to cover your bills and to make sure that you're okay, then do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a thought too.
It's going to be a busy 6-month period for you.
Oh,
but you know what? It's going to be the rebirth of you because you're too good looking to feel this bad.
It's been challenging, and my intuition must not be too far off track. Some of it has been telling me what you're saying, at least nudging me in that direction, and then it always seems like, well, then how do I do it? What do I do?
I'll tell you what you do. Once in a great while, the building is on fire, and you just jump the fuck out. And you just pray to God there's a cute fireman going to catch your ass.
Well, do you see a cute fireman down the road? Is there anybody in? I mean, I've had.
Actually, what are you, a tarot reader or what?
No. Uh-uh.
It shows that you have the ability to do some kind of readings for yourself.
Oh, I have like angel reading cards and things like that. But they're not. I don't understand the tarot. I don't. No,
okay,
we'll
have to
it.
Take some classes later.
Yeah.
The card that
yeah.
you get for if there's a cute fireman in your future, you got the Two of Cups, which is Venus in Cancer, which means hell yeah.
Really?
I kid you not.
Could it be somebody from the past? There was one person.
Hell no.
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 Okay.
Keep on moving, girlfriend. But
okay.
give me a call during the week, and maybe we'll set up a reading or something and go into more depth, because you're definitely like, I need a little bit more time with you to like get into the details, because it's a very serious situation, and I don't want to make light of it because people's health is involved and stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All
and
right.
It makes sense what you're saying. So I will definitely do that, and I did send you an email.
Oh,
so
cool.
Thank you
I'll
so
check
much.
It out later when I get off the show.
Yeah, okay.
Many blessings, my friend. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. So you're with Vox the Psychic, 323-284-5166. And we're getting ready to have that new moon in Aries. Can you feel it? Can you feel the hate tonight? Whatever. No, I was just pretending to be Elton John singing out of tune. That ought to light the phones up right there. But anyway, so the moon in Aries is going to make you want to kill people, hurt them, bust some shit up. Just ask the guy who just blew up the school. He would let you know all about it. And wait until you read my post on that. Oh, my God, it's going to blow your mind. Because I was dealing with my spirit guides this afternoon, and I did a whole huge reading on it. And I'll share it with you guys. But it was pretty mind-blowing, I can assure you. You know, but with all these planets in Aries, it's just making people feel like, you know, they're on their last nerve. So if you're one of those people that's just pissing people off, I'm just urging you right now to just cut it out, because you will get hurt. So give me a call, 323-284-5166. We have another caller right now. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Box.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, okay, this is Stephanie. My mom wants to talk to you, though.
Got the
it
whole
was actually something, yeah.
You got the whole family going on.
I know.
Well, stay on the phone, Steph. Do you have an extra phone?
No, I'm on my cell phone right now.
Okay, well, put your mom on. What's her first name?
Her name is Devara.
Devara?
Yeah.
Okay, let's check it out. Hey, Devara, are you on there yet?
Okay. Here, Mom. Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you doing, Devara?
I'm all right.
No, you big liar.
I'm a liar. I've been so afraid to call you.
I know you're afraid to call me, but don't worry. I'm on your side. I'm on the side of the person I'm talking to, not, like 100%, no matter what. I'm not here to help just some people and screw other people. I'm here to help everybody.
I just want to know about my family, my husband.
What's his first name?
His name is Willie.
What's his first name?
No, my name.
No, his first name.
His first name is Willie.
Okay, and what's his birthday?
His birthday is 11/5/28. Mm-hmm.
And what is your birthday, Devara?
December the 4th.
What is it?
December the 4th, 53.
Okay, let's check it out. See what's going on. Well, I mean, your life would be great if you could just get your kids out of the house.
July?
No, I'm saying your life would be okay if you could just get your kids out of the house.
Uh-huh.
That would be a great idea.
Okay.
Now, I've got to tell you, you must be a pretty damn great woman to stick around with this fuss budget Scorpio for so long.
Yes. I've got to think. Yeah,
I might send you a trophy later in the mail, you know?
No, they could. I mean,
now, what do you want to know specifically?
I just want to know some things that
going into our life. Like my husband, his sickness, and I have some children, my daughter.
Well, I'm going to tell you something really, really strong over here. Now, the husband's heart, it looks like that tends to go in his family. Is that true?
Catherine?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you some things because for some weird reason your phone is very strange and I can't quite understand what you're saying.
Okay,
we're just letting you know that your husband would improve a lot more if your children moved out of the house.
You know. Yeah, because we do have children in our house.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the kids, and you have to find a positive way to do it because there's too much tension in your house, and it's sending him through the roof, and it's making him really sick. And I don't think your kids are bad. I've actually met your kids a few times. Your kids are great. But the deal is there's just too much tension, and it's a positive thing for them to move out. So see if you can find the funds or the money to help your daughters get their own place. Because once you're alone with your husband and there's a lot more calmness happening in the house, I really feel strongly that his health will improve, believe it or not.
Okay.
I know it sounds really weird. It sounds like so simple that it's just ridiculous. But I'm telling you, it's making him sick, all of this stress. And, it's just not a good situation. And his diet has definitely got to change. And you're going to have to be a lot more disciplined about the food that you're giving him because it's not very healthy for him. And he's going to have to just start being, like, better. You know, he's going to have to be disciplined and take better care of himself, too. He can't just dump all that crap on you.
No, yes.
And he's doing that right now.
to be honest, yes.
Yeah, of
and
course.
I love and I try to do the best the best I can.
Now, here's the situation, because I have to let you go in 1 second. But I want you to see if you can get your daughters to take you to a spa or get you a day of relaxation, because you need some relaxing too, you know. You can't fix everybody if you're not fixed yourself. And see if you can find a way with some help with some neighbors and see if you can get your daughters a place where they can move out in a very positive way so you can get your life together with your husband, because you didn't put up with his shit for this many years to be a widow.
That is true.
It's at least I want a damn cruise out of this thing at some point. So it's not as bad as you think it is, Devorah. It's not that bad.
Okay.
This is completely fixable. When your husband feels a little bit better, you have him call me so I can spank him for you.
Okay.
Okay, I got to let you go for right now, but I send you many blessings, and you should come in with your daughter sometime, and we'll check you out in more depth.
All right.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
Many blessings.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Good bless you.
So you've been with Vox the Psychic, 323-284-5166. We got just like 2 minutes left. And just letting you know, I'm going to start posting some more astrological info on the forum. So she'd always join up on the forum, Vox forum at voxx.org/forum. Just register and sign up and start posting. You can ask me simple questions on there and hang out, meet some new friends. And also, if you want to come in for a private reading, call me at 323-782-0222. That's 323-782-0222 to come and get a private reading. I'm also teaching classes, so you can also write to me at voxx@vox.org and check that out. I also have some MySpace pages, and I'm always up to something, always up to no good, making a big, trouble for everybody. I also have the classes, so you should check that out as well. And the most important thing to recognize right now is some of the planetary aspects that are happening. In the next 2 days, Saturn's going to be going direct in the sign of Leo. And so that might also be kind of a difficult time for you Leos out there. It'll be feeling like you were stuck in the mud, and all of a sudden you get shot through space because you accidentally put the car in the wrong gear and you go sailing and you're completely out of control. So just knowing for you poor little Leos out there that life is being really hard on you right now. And for any of you who have Saturn in Leo, it's being especially hard. And for those of you who have Leo in the first house or Saturn there, it's just a really tough time right now. And you're going to have to just, no offense, no pun intended, but you're going to have to bite the bullet. You know, and just deal with it. It's God's way of making sure everybody's anchored and taken care of. So those are some things that you should think about. I'll post some more astrological stuff on my site really soon. And in the meantime, keep in touch. Let me know how you're doing. Come in for a reading. I also do phone readings and phone classes and all kinds of stuff. So give me a call when you can, 323-782-0222 for private readings. And in the meantime, I'll see you guys next week between 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Vox Radio for The Vox Show. And so until then, have a mystical, magical day. Bye.